At the White House today, President Bush met separately with a pair of prominent leaders from the Middle East, Jordan's King Abdullah and Israel's Foreign Minister Shimon Peres. And despite yesterday's Palestinian bombing in Jerusalem, which killed 5 Americans, he told both leaders that he still has hopes for peace in the region. King Abdullah is an important U.S. ally in the effort to broker a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. But NPR's Don Gagne reports the King and President Bush do have significant differences on an important topic, Iraq.
On Iraq, the White House position is that Saddam Hussein's determination to acquire weapons of mass destruction makes the Iraqi leader a threat to be confronted, possibly by the U.S. military. Jordan's King Abdullah, however, says that trying to topple Saddam by force of arms could backfire, leading to widespread instability in the region and further damaging the image of the United States in the Arab world. At an Oval Office photo session with Abdullah, President Bush made it clear that his feelings about Iraq are unchanged, that the Iraqi dictator needs to be removed from office.
Saddam Hussein is a man who poisons his own people, who threatens his neighbors, who develops weapons of mass destruction. And I'll assure His Majesty, like I have in the past, we're looking at all options, the use of all tools. I'm a patient man. But I haven't changed my opinion since the last time he was in the Oval Office.
For his part, Abdullah told reporters that there is much he and the president agree on and declined to criticize the administration's position on Iraq. For the record, the Bush administration says it has not made up its mind regarding a plan of action to remove Saddam Hussein from power. The primary topic the president and the king did discuss was the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The king praised the president's call for the establishment of a Palestinian state.
I have to support the president's vision that he does understand the suffering that Israelis and Palestinians and Arabs are going through in the Middle East. And what has been so reassuring to me is that the president has the commitment to work very hard with his government to give the hope for Arabs and Israelis to be able to move to the future.
Still, Abdullah is pressing the White House for a more formal and more detailed plan for a Palestinian state. He would like to see a faster timeline than the 3 years the administration is proposing. The king wants the U.S. to exert more pressure on Israel to withdraw from the West Bank and Gaza, and he has expressed concern about the president's demand that before a new state can be created, Palestinians must choose a new leader to replace Yasser Arafat. Later in the morning, the president dropped in on a meeting between National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice and Israel's Foreign Minister Shimon Peres. Mr. Bush said he was saddened and enraged by yesterday's attack at Hebrew University, in which 5 Americans died. Standing outside the West Wing, Peres told reporters that the U.S. and Israel see eye to eye about fighting terror without compromise. Peres said that yesterday's bombing demonstrates the need for a single Palestinian security force, which can begin to exert control over various militant factions.
As long as they have 12 different groups with bombs and rifles, each of them shooting in a different direction, nothing will happen. The Palestinians are killing their own future.
The Israeli foreign minister also acknowledged, though, that Palestinians need economic help and access to jobs to give them hope in the future and help the prospects for peace. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.